الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let us listen to a beautiful hadith with regards to the virtues of sending durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba. This beautiful series of the blessed seerah of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we discuss the lifestyle and the biography of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, which would take us closer to his court, and inshallah, which will inspire us to be adherent to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout our lives in every facet of life, inshallah azza wa jal. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are discussing the first year after Hijri of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first noteworthy event that happened in the year 1 AH is that the first task at Quba, at the place of Quba, was to build a masjid. Allahu Akbar. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was constructing a masjid at the place called Quba, the foundation of the first ever masjid to be built in the history of Islam were laid here in this place of Quba. It is still known today as Masjid-e-Quba. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he migrated to Madina Munawwara. Before he reached Madina Munawwara, he is already constructing masjid, the house of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam assisted with the construction of the masjid. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would carry large stones, the weight of which would make him stoop forward. When the companions would plead with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to please stop and allow them to carry the stone instead, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ease their concern by leaving it. But then he would find and carry another stone of the same weight. Allahu Akbar. This was his enthusiasm to partake in the construction of the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. To create an atmosphere of high enthusiasm, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam added his voice to that of the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in in this motivational speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which motivated the Sahaba to partake in this construction of masjid. And this couplet, as the translation is, the one who helps build a masjid recites the Quran while standing or sitting and does not spend the night asleep, he has attained success. Subhanallah. Such beautiful words. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in Quba for 14, or in some narrations 24 days, during which the construction of Masjid-e-Quba was completed. It was a Friday when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam set off for Madina Munawwara. Along the way, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the first Jummah prayer, first Jummah salah, in the Masjid of Banu Salim, which until today is known as Masjid-e-Jummah. Allahu Akbar. Upon hearing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam imminent arrival, the people of Madina Munawwara rushed out of their homes to welcome our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Banu Najjar, who were the maternal family of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, they lined up on both sides of the road all the way from Quba to Madina Munawwara to welcome our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Greeting each person who awaited to meet our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he supplicated for them as well, for their well-being. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way approached Madina Munawwara. the residents of Medina Munawwara, they could not contain their joy, and adults and children alike, they recited this amazing poetry praising the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tala al-badru alayna min saniyatil wada'i wajaba shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da'i ayyuhal mab'uthu fina jita bil amril muta'i jita sharraftal madina marhaban ya khayra da'i. The translation is that the full moon has risen upon us from the valley of Wada'. Allahu Akbar. Gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is necessary upon us for as long as he who invites towards Allah Azza wa Jal invites. Allahu Akbar. And in the second couplet, it is mentioned in his translation that, O the one sent to us, you have brought a religion worthy of being followed. You have come and honored the city. Welcome, O the best inviter. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the young girls of Banu Najjar, they sang this amazing couplet that Nahnu Jawarim Mim Bani Najjar Ya Habbaza Muhammadum Min Jar. Allahu Akbar. It translates to, we are the young girls of Banu Najjar, most fortunate to have Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our neighbor. Allahu Akbar. They were so joyful to receive our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they sang in this manner and appreciated the blessed arrival for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, dear children, do you truly love me? And they all replied, indeed we do. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, indeed, I love you too. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, dear brothers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is compassionate towards children, is so kind, so merciful. Allahu Akbar. To whom our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I love you. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala, he said that the happiness and nur which prevailed over Madina Munawwara when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived was never experienced before, and nor shall it ever be experienced ever again. So very true, mashallah. The house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala was so blessed. It is mentioned that the tribes of Ansar who had come to meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held the reins of his she camel Qaswa and requested our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay at their home, but our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kindly declined and said, please let go of her reins, she will stop wherever Allah has decreed for her to do so. Qaswa, the she camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, finally stopped at the residence of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, which was close to where Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif is situated today. On obtaining the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam his ijazat, his permission, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam his possessions into his house. Thus Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to stay in the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. In reverence, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu offered the first floor of his house to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose the ground floor as it would be easier for the guests who would come to meet our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu would provide food for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam twice a day, and he and his wife would eat whatever had remained after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had eaten. He regarded it as an immense blessing to eat from the leftover of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For barakah, for the sake of blessings, they would pick up a morsel from where they would find traces of the Mubarak fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the plate. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu maintained the utmost respect for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. Once a jar of water broke on the upper floor of his house, and fearing that it might leak downstairs and be a cause of inconvenience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he soaked it up with the only bedspread he had in his house. Can you imagine? He slept on the very same bedspread which was still damp, preferring to bear the cold than see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experience any sort of discomfort or any sort of inconvenience. Allahu Akbar. This was the reverence and the adab of this great Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, the host of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. Such a privilege, dear viewers. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the honor of hosting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 7 months prior to the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif and its adjoining chambers, meaning the rooms that were built for Umhatul Mu'mineen. Until they were completed, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu hosted our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had the honor for 7 months. After the rooms and the quarters for the Umhatul Mu'mineen were constructed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble wives then moved to their chambers. And this is mentioned in Az-Zurqani al-Mawahib. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, who doesn't know this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the chief rabbi of the Jews of Madinah Munawwara. He narrates that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated and entered Madinah Munawwara, he was surrounded by a crowd of visitors and well-wishers. At the time, I too had gone to see him, and my heart was convinced that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was no imposter. Immediately, I realized that upon seeing his blessed face, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, wa at'imu ta'am, wa silu al-arham, wa sallu bil-layl wa nasu niyam, tadkhulu al-jannata bi-salam. Allahu Akbar. These were the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the people of Medina when he just entered the city of Madinah Munawwara, and this is the advice and this is the teaching he had imparted with the people of Madinah Sharif. And it means that, O people, spread peace, feed others, maintain ties of kinship, and pray during the night while others are asleep. You shall enter paradise with peace. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful formula of our entrance of membership, as we say, our membership in paradise, given by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, dear viewers, let us try to make amal, let us try to act upon these beautiful words and the madani pearls given by our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the owner of Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, on seeing his blessed countenance and hearing these virtuous words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I was so deeply moved that I embraced Islam immediately. Allahu Akbar. The acceptance of Islam by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu was an extraordinary event that caused great commotion amongst the Jews of Madinah Munawwara. Dear viewers, no matter what happens, once a person sees the light of Islam, Allahu Akbar, he can take over the world. Allahu Akbar. This should be the steadfastness on Islam. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us steadfastness on Islam and on Haqq. While the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was staying at the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he sent two of his servants, Sayyidina Zaid bin Haritha and Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiallahu anhuma, with 500 dirhams and two camels to Makkah Mukarramah for the purpose of bringing those of the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were left behind, who were still there in Makkah Mukarramah. They returned to Madinah Munawwara with two of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyida Ummi Kulsum radiallahu anha, and his blessed wife Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Sauda bint Zam'a and Sayyidina Usama bin Zaid radiallahu anh and Sayyida Ummi Ayman radiallahu anha. Allahu Akbar. They were joined by Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anh, the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anh, and other members of his family, including Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, who also traveled with them to Madinah Munawwara. All of them were hosted by Sayyidina Haritha ibn Nu'aym radiallahu anhu upon their arrival. Allahu Akbar. This was the hospitality of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Ansar. From the blessed daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha was refused permission to leave Makkah by husband, and Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha was in Abyssinia at that time, having migrated there with her husband Sayyidina Usman Ghani Zunurain radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allahu Akbar. The construction of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, Allahu Akbar, this was one of the noteworthy events that took place in the first year after Hijrah. And at the time, there was no designated place in Madinah Munawwara where Muslims could perform Salah in congregation. Thus, the construction of a masjid became necessary. Close to the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anh was a piece of land owned by the Banu Najjar, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to purchase and to build the masjid upon that. They wished to provide the land for free and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we seek only its price from Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Meaning the reward from Allah azza wa jal. No worldly materialistic value we can place to this piece of land which we dedicate for the house of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah, this was the enthusiasm of the people of Madinah Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, it so happened that as the land belonged to two orphan brothers, meaning two yatim brothers, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called them to discuss the purchase. They too wished to provide the land for free, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted on the land being paid for, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu paid for the land. Allahu Akbar. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes care of the orphans of his ummah. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy and the hospitality and the kindness of our beloved Nabi, his generosity sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The purchased land had some trees in it, fallen ruins and few graves of polytheists there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered for the trees to be cut, the graves to be excavated and the land to be leveled. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then laid the foundation and the work began. Quickly, picking up pace, because this is the work of Allah, one person would level the ground while someone else would bring bricks, others would build the walls, etc. The duties were divided and everyone came together as a community and took part in the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, subhanallah. Early on, as we learned, when the construction of Masjid al-Quba was taking place, how enthusiastically our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam partook in the construction of the Masjid, the house of Allah, Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. This is the teaching and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show our eagerness in the works of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would himself lift the bricks with his blessed hands and secure them in place, reciting these beautiful lines of poetry with the companions to give them encouragement. Allahu Akbar. And the piece of poetry is, subhanAllah, such a beautiful piece of poetry. Allahumma la khayra illa khayrul akhira. Faghfiril ansar wal muhajira. Subhanallah. Meaning, O Allah, there is no virtue except virtue of the hereafter. So forgive the helpers, meaning forgive the ansar and the emigrants, meaning the muhajireen. And this beautiful poetry is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Volume 1. Dear viewers, the Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif was constructed using half-baked bricks supported by date tree trunks as pillars and the roof made from date tree leaves. Allahu Akbar. The roof would leak whenever it rained. So the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they placed some slabs on the ground to protect themselves from the mud. Allahu Akbar. This was the dire state, the financial state of the Muslims at the time. Allahu Akbar. But they persevered and never gave up. The masjid was a true reflection of Islamic simplicity, free of any decoration or adornment. It measured approximately 60 meters by 56 meters and faced Jerusalem, meaning Baitul Maqdis, because the Qibla at that time was Baitul Maqdis. A new mihrab, meaning a new arch, was later built in the northern part of the masjid after the changing of the Qibla took place, when finally Makkah Mukarrama, meaning Kaaba, the Holy Kaaba, was made the Qibla of the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. And since then it has been continually extended and renovated through time. Allahu Akbar. A veranda in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif was built in one corner with a roof made with date palm leaves. This part of the masjid was named As-Suffa. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful corner in the Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, dedicated and named As-Suffa, and was made for those companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who did not have a home or much wealth. Allahu Akbar. These companions were affectionately called Ashab al-Suffa, the companions of the veranda. And this is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would provide food for them or take them along with when he was invited at people's homes. This is how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took care of those that were underprivileged and molded them into the greatest personality the world has ever seen. Allahu Akbar. They learned a lot because they spent most of their time in the Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif learning to read and write during the night and memorizing the ahadith, the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The quarters of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, were constructed at the side of the masjid. And at the time, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only married to Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha and Sayyida Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha. So initially, only two chambers were constructed. Additional chambers were built to accommodate later on his other wives, meaning other Ummahatul Mu'mineen, as and when it became necessary. The chambers were extremely simple, measuring just 10 yards, Allahu Akbar, with walls built of half-baked bricks and date palm leaves as the roof. The height of the rooms was so low that one could easily touch the roof, Allahu Akbar. Curtains were used to cover the entrances. Meaning there was not even a proper door. The curtains were used to cover the entrance. And this has been mentioned in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd and Allahu Akbar. This was the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which even Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would not enter without first seeking permission, and would consider it a great honor to visit and guard the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a servant. Subhanallah. These modest living quarters exemplify the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The king of both the realms, who was the most beloved, perfect and exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Can we imagine that the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was so simple, yet he was king of the both worlds. He was king of the kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. And the one who was called by the Creator, by Allah Azza wa Jal, to set foot on the divine throne and beyond, upon whom Allah conferred the crown of belovedness, meaning Mahbubiyat was bestowed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah Azza wa Jal. This is his status, and he lives in such a simple house, Allahu Akbar. Thereby granting him the keys to all the treasures of the universe, who was granted power of free disposal in the realm of existence, whose every statement was ingrained in stone, whose one graceful glance granted those in whose hands were the reins of camels to become those who now hold the reins of the affairs of the Ummah. Subhanallah. Such a lofty and preeminent personality, yet this was the humility and simplicity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the like of which the world has never or will never witness. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, indeed the sun has never shone on anyone possessing such humbleness as the greatest of Allah's messengers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that upon the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, homes for the muhajireen who had left all their possessions in Makkah Mukarramah were also constructed near Masjid Nabawi Sharif. The Ansar, meaning the inhabitants of the city of Madinah Munawwara, the helpers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greatly assisted the muhajirun, the immigrant sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. They settled in Madinah Munawwara by gifting them land and houses and sparing no effort in helping them. This was the hospitality of the Ansar, and how they assisted and helped the muhajirin, the immigrant sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who migrated and came to Madinah Munawwara along with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Haritha ibn Nu'man had the good fortune of being the first Ansari Sahabi to gift his land to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was upon his land that the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife were built. When Rasulullah married Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, prior to the migration to Madinah Munawwara, although she only began to live with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first year after Hijrah, a walima ceremony was held in which people were served milk. Subhanallah. This was the walima of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Although the construction of Masjid Nabawi Sharif was now complete, there was still no method of calling people to gather and perform salah in congregation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the azan that is given, Allahu Akbar, it was implemented and it was put in practice in the first year after Hijri, Allahu Akbar, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's when the Adhan was introduced in the first year after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam consulted the companions, the Sahaba of his, as to the best way of calling people for the congregational prayers. Some companions suggested that a horn be blown, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that no, this is the way of the Jews. Other companions, alayhim radwan, they proposed ringing bells, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, this is the way of the Christians. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu proposed that someone should go around in Madinah Munawwara announcing the time of Salah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked this suggestion and instructed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muazzin Rasul, Allahu Akbar, to do so. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tasked by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call people to five daily prayers, to five daily salahs, by calling out As-salatu jami'ah, subhanallah, throughout Madinah Munawwara. And meanwhile, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zayd Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was troubled by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's anxiousness about how to gather people for congregational salah, and he had a dream that night in which he saw a person wearing two garments made from green fabric, teaching him the words of Adhan and Iqamah. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and other companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had the same dream in the following days. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this as an instruction from Allah Azza wa Jal and commanded Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an to teach Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an its words, as he had the loudest voice of all the companions. Thus, the method of calling to Salah was established and will remain so until the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. This is the beautiful background of how Adhan was introduced and implemented in our beautiful Deen of Islam. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, it is such a blessing to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We get to learn so much, and at the same time it increases our love and our iman and our affection for this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these Muslims, Allahu Akbar, who migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara are known as Muhajirun, the immigrants. And those Muslims who resided in Madinah Munawwara and assisted the Muhajirun, the immigrant Sahaba that migrated from Makkah to Madinah, are known as Al-Ansar, the helpers, subhanallah. The Muhajirin, they came to Madinah Munawwara, leaving behind their families and possessions in Makkah, which made them feel lonely and dependent at times. Though the Ansar Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left no stone unturned in assisting the Muhajirin settle in Madinah Munawwara, being merchants and businessmen by nature, the Muhajirin companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked the idea of burdening others. To remedy the woes of the Muhajirin, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided that firm ties of brotherhood between the Muhajirin and Ansar be established. This would alleviate the loneliness and sense of dependency felt by the Muhajirin, by the immigrant Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. This is how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings people together. As Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala has very beautifully said, that tu barai wasl kardan amdi, ne barai fasl kardan amdi. Ya Rasulullah, you have come to join the hearts, not to separate them. When the construction of Masjid Nabawi Sharif was completed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered the Ansar and Muhajirin, who numbered either 35 or 50 at that time, at the house of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and addressed the Ansar in these words, "These Muhajireen are your brothers." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proceeded to call one Ansari and one Muhajir at a time and said to both, "Indeed, you are brothers to each other." Subhanallah. This united the Muslims, and this brotherhood became stronger than that of blood brothers. Allahu Akbar. This is how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam creates the Islamic society. This is the foundation that he laid for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The Ansar took this relationship very seriously and took their respective Muhajireen brothers home with them. They then gathered their possessions and said, "This is all of my wealth. You are my brother, so half of it is yours and half of it is mine." They even split everything equally between themselves as far as their houses and even their lands. Allahu Akbar. This brotherly bond was unbreakable. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's supplication for blessings made these Sahaba, the Muhajireen and Ansar, their brotherhood grow. And Allahu Akbar, what a bond they had. And it is also known that the Islamic Brotherhood, there is this spirit that was brought together by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inculcated, which we need it in today's time when there is conflict everywhere. Inshallah, let us all together follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and join the hearts to each other, you know, and reconcile with the blood ties, you know, the relatives that we have blood ties with. Inshallah, we try to reconcile and keep the family members together, keep our society together. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us all on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the sake of following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the mission of your Dawati Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Oh Allah, increase our love to the Prophet.